Good morning. This is Jimbo. I have three guests with me in studio today, and they're all from the same place, and they're all with the same organization. They're all from Mountain View High School. They're all students, and you guys are all involved in FFA. Go ahead and say your names.
Lydia Cruikshank.
Kylan Cathcart.
Shelby Brownson.
All right, Lydia, so for some of us that don't know what FFA is, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in it and what exactly is FFA.
Yeah, so FFA is a student-led organization. FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth,
and career
success.
And it's also known as Future Farmers of America.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. So we actually changed the name from Future Farmers of America to the National FFA Organization because that just includes more people, more careers in the agriculture industry. How I got involved in FFA was through my siblings. I'm the youngest of four, and all of my siblings did FFA, so that's how I wanted to join and how I got involved.
Gotcha. Is there a specific area that you are having an interest in, or is it just in general overall?
Yeah, so every FFA student can pick their own career. Right now, I'm going to college, looking to go to college for agriculture business.
Nice. And then, Kylan, what are you involved with?
In FFA, I'm also involved in the leadership aspect. But something that I really enjoy is a lot of our CDEs. It's called Career Development Experiences. Mm-hmm. And inside of those, we get to drive tractors, learn how to operate them safely, judging soil, and judging animals. And those are probably my top three favorites right there.
And what made you want to get involved?
Originally, I joined FFA to show my steer at the Deschutes County Fair. But along the way, I really learned that every aspect of FFA is so rich with information, and it really has impacted my life in a life-changing way, and so I wanted to dive deep into it.
Awesome. Shelby, I'm going to ask the same question to you. Why did you get involved, and what interests you in FFA?
So I first got involved by just signing up for an ag class to take that with my friends. And then when I was enrolled in that ag class, then I also got invited to join one of our contests, and I got involved in our parliamentary procedure team, which is like a debate team. Mm-hmm. And then we just climbed all the way up from district to sectionals to state, and we just really exceeded in the competition. And so that kind of just helped me stay involved for that full year for the first year. And I've just stayed involved since then. And I do a lot of the leadership stuff like Kylan and Lydia were talking about, but I also raise pigs and stay involved in a lot of the more like communications contests. And I want to pursue a career in agriculture education and become an ag teacher.
Great. And you guys all go to Mountain View. Is there a certain requirement involved in certain class load or schedule or certain kind of classes you have to take to be involved in FFA?
Yeah, so in FFA, you just have to take an agriculture class, and there's many offered throughout the day. And so you could do anything from metals to plant science, animal science, agriculture leadership. There's really a vast majority, and you could do whichever one works best with your schedule. So it's not just one time of the day.
Awesome. And so if somebody's listening today and they've got a kid that goes to Mountain View High School, how do they get involved?
The first step would just to be enroll in an ag class, and they're automatically enrolled.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, good luck with you guys. It sounds like you guys have got your career paths all laid out already, and it's great because you guys, I can feel the passion that you guys have about this. So yeah, if you're a student at Mountain View High School and you want to get involved, take an ad class. Guys, it was great to meet you, and great to learn more about FFA.
Thank you.